Travis Olds grew up in a small mining town on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
My father was a miner, and there were old mines everywhere, and just walking through the woods, you'd run into them, and invariably we'd collect samples and rocks, and so ever since I was young, it was just something natural. You know, you see a pretty shiny thing, and you keep it, and you put it on your shelf.
Currently a graduate student at the University of Notre Dame, Olds researches the chemistry and mineralogy of radioactive elements, and he discovered three new uranium-rich minerals in mines throughout southeastern Utah's Red Canyon. These mines were very active during the Cold War in the 1950s, but have long since been abandoned. Scientists, including Olds, are now exploring the area for new minerals in an effort to better understand the various forms of uranium and how this radioactive element travels through the environment.
The cool thing about uranium minerals is that some of them fluoresce. So what we'd do is we'd walk into the mine, shut off our headlamps, and then we'd turn on a black light and you shine it at the wall.
Olds and his colleagues spotted fluorescent green crystals encrusted on the walls of the mines.
You can't tell right off the bat that you have something new. You got to bring it back to the lab, put it under the microscope, look for something strange or chemically strange is usually what sets it apart.
One of the new minerals, cleverly named Red Canyonite, is composed of a unique combination of elements, which include uranium, manganese, and ammonium to produce striking red-orange crystals.
There's a variety of unique geochemical conditions that form some strange minerals.
Utah is most certainly a geologic treasure, and Olds can't wait to explore more of the Beehive State as he continues to add more pretty, shiny things to that collection he started as a little boy. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.
Uranium fever has gone and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around. With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has gone.